This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado already has more than 250 tax credits and other tax breaks on the books. Lawmakers are looking to add a couple dozen more this session. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Should Colorado cut sales taxes for students' textbooks? How about offering a tax credit for veterinarians operating in animal care deserts? Or maybe a $1,000 refund for teachers who spend their own money on school supplies? Those are among the big slate of tax measures from Democrats and Republicans this year. The biggest proposal of all, though, would grant close to $1 billion in tax credits to low-income families with kids. But there's a limit to how much tax revenue the state can afford to give away, so you can expect a tough fiscal fight over these ideas in the coming weeks. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Damage to underground electrical cables was the likely cause of an underground fire and power outage in downtown Colorado Springs last year. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Colorado Springs Utilities says a private contractor likely caused the damage while using a truck-mounted drill without following required protocols. But the city-owned utility says they cannot pinpoint when the damage originally occurred. Even minor damage to electric cables can cause the kind of failure that triggers this kind of fire. The agency says the cause was not linked to an underground transformer. The fire affected around 280 nearby customers, some of whom were without power for days. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Colorado Springs can expect more snow through the weekend. Around Denver, it's sunny tomorrow. This is CPR News.